All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
This is Minnesota Today for Tuesday, March 21st. I'm NPR News reporter Tim Nelson. Here's our top story right now. Metro Transit says two train operators are on standard administrative leave after a collision with a car caught on video posted to the internet on Monday. The video shows a southbound car entering the intersection at 5th and Portland in downtown Minneapolis about 9 p.m. as a traffic light facing the driver turns yellow. Moments later, a light rail train eastbound through the intersection struck the car broadside, pushing the vehicle into a train stopped on the other side of the intersection. Metro Transit said two people in the car were hurt, one critically, and five rail passengers suffered minor injuries. A spokesperson for the transit agency said investigators were examining signal functions at the intersection. An investigation could take several weeks. The agency said it was the latest in 416 recorded collisions with vehicles, pedestrians, and cyclists since light rail service began in 2004. Metro Transit said operators have been found to be the cause in nine of those crashes. And a budget framework from DFL Governor Tim Walz and DFL legislative leaders is out today, accommodating the latest financial projections for the two-year budget due to take effect in July. The latest target proposes to substantially increase the amount of money bound for Minnesota schools. That includes more than $3 billion of Minnesota's projected budget surplus. The bulk of that would be put toward increasing state aid to public K-12 schools. DFL House Speaker Melissa Hortman says details will get filled in as the session goes on.
The things that I am most excited about in this budget is our historic investment in education, from our littlest learners all the way through K-12 and through college.
Spending in the public safety area would rise by $650 million, and housing would see $1 billion more. It's not yet clear from the framework how much in each area is one-time spending and how much would be built into future budgets. Legislative committees will use the broad targets over the remaining weeks of the session to work out the details of the next two-year state budget. And the Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport is seeing some of its highest traffic since the COVID pandemic began. Spring break is one of the biggest travel periods of the year in Minnesota. Jeff Lee is a spokesperson for the Metropolitan Airports Commission.
Just in the last week, we had our highest passenger count that we've seen since the pandemic began, with over 41,900 people going through the checkpoints on Thursday.
Lee says next week may be even busier as more and bigger districts go out on spring break and families head out of state. He says travelers driving to the airport should consider pre-booking their parking.
It's really important to make sure that you need a parking spot, that you can get a parking spot, because demand for our parking will be very high through the remaining part of the spring break travel season.
You can find parking capacity and reservation information, as well as airport checkpoint wait times, at mspairport.com. And here's what else we're watching. A glimmer of pothole hope today. St. Paul said a private vendor has fired up a hot mix asphalt plant, and the city is starting to make some permanent repairs, even while it can't open its own asphalt plant yet. The city's hot mix plant is one of the key sources for permanent patches for cities around the metro, but can't fire up until temperatures are in the upper 30s for several days in a row. And the 2023-2024 season of the Children's Theater Company in Minneapolis will be the last for artistic director Peter C. Brocius. The theater today announced its slate of plays for the season. Brocius will direct shows based on classic children's stories, Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Alice in Wonderland, and A Year with Frog and Toad. Other plays in the season include a Korean food-inspired show called Cookin' and a collection of Japanese and Okinawan fables called The Carp Who Would Not Quit and Other Animal Stories. In sports, the Minnesota State Boys High School Basketball Tournament is underway today with six quarterfinal games at Target Center and six more at Williams Arena. The state championship games are on Saturday. And the Minnesota Wild face off against the Devils tonight in New Jersey. And the Minnesota Duluth women's basketball team has advanced to the NCAA Division II Final Four for the first time in program history. UMD now faces Catawba tomorrow night, that game taking place in St. Joseph, Missouri. The UMD men's basketball team lost to Black Hills State 86-68 in an NCAA Elite Eight game this afternoon in Indiana. And here's a look at the weather. Tonight, look for cloudy skies with snow in the north, rain, and a chance of freezing rain elsewhere. There will be patchy blowing snow in the late evening and early morning in northern Minnesota. Patchy dense fog after midnight elsewhere. Lows will be from 18 to 24 in the northwest and in the 30s in the southeast. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow in the northeast. Highs will be in the mid-20s to the lower 30s in the northwest to the upper 30s and mid-40s in southeastern Minnesota. And that's it for Minnesota Today. Thanks for listening. I'm Tim Nelson. Kathy Werzer will be back in the morning with an update. Until then, stay healthy and stay safe.